అవ్యక్తాదీని భూతాని వ్యక్తమధ్యాని భారత అవ్యక్త నిధనాన్యైవ తత్ర కా పరిదేవన. అవ్యక్త ఆదీని భూతాని కృష్ణ వైల్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ టు పర్సుయేడ్ అర్జున టు పర్సీవియర్ ఇన్ హిస్ డ్యూటీ, నాట్ గివ్ అప్ హిస్ డ్యూటీ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ ద డెత్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లవ్డ్ వన్స్ ఈజ్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద టెంపొరాలిటీ, ద టెంపరీనెస్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ మెటీరియల్ as contrasted with the eternality of spirit. So here he states avyakta adini bhutani, avyakta unmanifest, adini in the beginning, bhutani, so all living beings are in the beginning avyakta adini, they are unmanifested. Vyakta madhyani bharata, they become manifest in the middle. Avyakta nidhananyeva, nidhana means destruction, and they become unmanifested after destruction. Tatra ka paridevana, so now therefore what is the need for lamenting? What does this mean? You know, if a when a person is born, or we could say when, say, crops grow in the field, initially there are no crops. The seeds are there, initially the seeds are also not there, they come from a previous harvest. So the crops are initially unmanifested, avyakta, adini. And then the crops grow, they are vyakta madhyani, they keep growing, they come to a particular size. Then they are harvested. After that, then the grain is extracted, or then they are discarded. They are either fed or recycled, and what fed to the fed as fodder, or they are recycled or whatever. Avyakta nidhananyeva, they become unmanifested again. So this is the inevitable cycle of nature. Tatra ka paridevana. So things being unmanifested originally, manifesting for some time and becoming unmanifested again. That is the reality at the material level. It is the inevitable, inescapable, intrinsic reality at the material level which just can't be changed. And because of that, why should one get excited or agitated? Or one should lament? So this is a build up from the previous verse. So it said that for one who is born, death is certain. For one who is dead, birth again is certain. So do your duty. So Krishna is continuing to talk about the inevitability of change at the material level. And here he is saying that avyakta, that things are unmanifested earlier and then they become manifest now, and then they will become unmanifest again. So same happens with our bodies also. Usually the word bhutani is used in connection with the embodied living entity. The soul usually is referred to as is Atman, that is referred generally as contrasted from the body, as a spark of consciousness. But the living entity, which is usually referred to as bhutani, bhuta. So living entities, that refers to the embodied soul. So the soul in a particular body. So avyakta adini bhutani. So it's amazing to contemplate how we all, our large bodies, which can fill up a full bed now, or no, which actually was as just a small seed, even just one cell, in our mother's womb at one time. At that time it was practically like unmanifested. And then grew to a full length. And then eventually when we die, it will again become reduced to the Atrakapuri Devan. It will get reduced to ashes. So, in the biblical tradition, it is said from dust to dust, from ashes to ashes. Now, this does not refer to the fate of our eternal soul. This is not said of the eternal soul. This is said of the body. So actually, the soul remains eternal and unchanging. The body changes. Mm-hmm. And avyakta. So this is the inevitable cycle within material existence. And if, now let's consider two possibilities, whether there is a soul or there is no soul. If it's just matter, then matter is just changing states. So the change of states of matter should not be a cause of heartbreaking lamentation, of heart-wrenching lamentation. What reason is there for that? Actually, the chemicals were in a particular way, in a particular shape or format earlier, and now they are in a different format. And in the future, they will be in a different format. So, all that happens through our growth and maintenance and deterioration and reproduction is basically just chemical change. So chemicals have no consciousness. They certainly don't have a self-consciousness. They don't have any emotions. Just the passing of chemicals from into one whole of the body or out of one whole of the body, or from one organ within the body to another organ, or from one neuronal cell synapse to another as an electrochemical signal. Now, these don't have any ultimate meaning, and therefore there is no need to get unduly worked up about them, to get agitated about them. Now, on the other hand, if there is a soul, then also at the level of empirical observed reality, what we see is that the soul is temporary. The soul's presence does not change the temporary nature of material existence. The soul itself is eternal, but the soul gets entangled in matter. Then the embodied covering of the soul, the body in which the soul is present, that still undergoes more or less the changes which matter undergoes. So, it becomes avyakta earlier, then it becomes manifest and it gets destroyed. So the soul, now from the previous verse it is indicated that Ruam Janma Mrutasya, that a person who has died will also take birth again. So, the important thing for a wise person to do is find out how I can get a good destination in future, and to do searching for that purpose rather than getting caught in emotions arising from the perception of sensory pleasures. Rather, we recognize the process of sense gratification happens based on perception of the body and perception of the sense objects, and the desire to contact the body with the senses of the sense objects. But these don't bring any pleasure. So instead, if we focus on turning towards Krishna and cultivating our spiritual relationship with Krishna, then our emotions will rise to a spiritual level, and therein we will relish lasting happiness. And that is the purpose and perfection of life, to relish lasting happiness. And that is, so the point of this verse is not to dismiss everything as pointless because of the inevitable transitions, but to fix our consciousness on the transitionless spiritual reality, and then live in such a way as to progress towards that transitionless reality. And that is what the Bhagavad Gita is pointing to by telling Arjuna, do not lament, do not grieve, O Arjuna, but focus on pursuing the path of dharma and attaining the eternal, because at the material level changes are inevitable and there is nothing to lament about those changes.